Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones. And joining us here today, all the way from across the pond, as they say, is Vinnie Peculiar. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thanks, Hunter.
What's that?
Great to be here.
Yeah, I know you had a late flight last night. I guess got caught up in the rain. Are you good to go here this morning?
Yeah, it was the rain and three gates out of Atlanta. Yeah, a little later than I thought, but yeah, all good.
Did you fly into Atlanta from Great Britain?
From Manchester, yeah.
Man, all to be on our show this morning. That's amazing.
Yeah, I fly back tomorrow. I
mean. You do not.
No, I don't.
Wow, okay. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we really get to talking here?
I'm going to play an older song now.
Oh, okay.
From an album called The Root Mole Effect. And this is a song about timelessness and never really getting into that headspace of young people, which is full of optimism and hope.
Okay.
Every time I play this, I kind of have to do a double take because I'm getting older and the song is somehow yeah. getting younger.
They do that.
Yeah, this is called, do you want me to do it now? Yeah,
yeah sure.
This is called Everlasting Teenage Bedroom.
Here's Vinnie Peculiar here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I'm in the everlasting teenage bedroom. I play guitar, look into the mirror, smoke cigarettes, and drink cheap beer. Am I the only person in here? I catalog my records. Collection. I'm reading Playboy, Mayfair, Forum. I play loud music late into the night. I'm in the everlasting teenage bedroom. Everything's alright. It's alright. Everything's all right, all right. I have no partner, no job, no children, and I'm attracted to the politics of freedom. I miss my friends, yeah, I think about them often, and we make plans. Someday they're gonna happen. I'm in the everlasting teenage bedroom. I'm in the everlasting teenage bedroom. I'm in the everlasting teenage bedroom. Everything's all right. It's all right. Everything's all right. All right. And I don't care for the older generation. I've got the whole of my life before me. I'll make mistakes, yeah, but I'll put them behind me. Time's on my side, and it always will be. I'm in the everlasting teenage bedroom. Everything's alright. Time's on my side, everything's alright. All right, everything's all right. Time's on my side, everything's alright. Alright.
Yeah. Vinny Peculiar here on Hunter Ed Sunrise.
Thank you, Hunter. A little bit of headphones slipping down the head at the end. So that's
okay. It sounded great. It sounded great. And as you can tell, he has an entourage here in our studio applauding, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, they come everywhere with me, all over the world. These guys.
Well, once again, welcome to the show and welcome to our country.
Thank you.
And so good. We really appreciate you being on the show here this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally?
Well, I guess I'm what's referred to in popular music as a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. I'm from a place called Bromsgrove, which is in Worcestershire. Mm-hmm. I lived for many years in Manchester and Liverpool. But now I'm back in Worcester, which is in the Midlands, right in the middle of the country. Mm-hmm. Just rivers, no seas. And I've been putting out records for a long time now. I'm just about to release my 16th album.
You've been performing like for over 20 years, right?
Yeah. I mean, I get all the great reviews, but it's not quite transferred into stratospheric global sales yet, but you get to a certain point where you do this thing because it's kind of part of who you are, rather than any other ulterior motive, you know.
Well, I understand that you've known some people, that's for sure. You met members of the Smiths.
Oh yeah, that song I just played, Andy Rourke and Mike Joyce play on that song, a live version that's on a record called The Root Mull Effect.
Really?
And they were in the band for maybe three or four. Mike was in for just over four years. Andy was in for a couple of years. But this was a while ago, 2006.
And members of Oasis have been in your band and The Fall?
Yeah, I had a band with a guy called Bonehead, who people may have heard of. Mm-hmm. A great friend of mine. We did an album in 2012. The name of the band was Parlor Flames, and that was good. We did about 38 festivals one summer, mm-hmm. and we still didn't go stratospheric. I think it's probably being a little bit older, you know.
Yeah.
It's harder to break a new band in your 50s or whatever.
Yeah, but, I bet that is trouble.
But it was a great, I enjoyed that record. It was, we just did the one album, Bernard and me, yeah.
Yeah, I saw one characterization of your music as glam rock folk. Does that sound right?
I kind of get that in some ways because the records are quite rocky. And nowadays we're in the era of being able to basically put together rock albums at home.
Yeah.
So I do most of my own recording, most of the instruments. And then I'll go into a studio and do some live drums, and lo and behold, with the world of plugins today and the occasional kind of reamping, you can create louder music, which you couldn't do so in the past. But yeah, I mean, I kind of grew up on Paul Simon and Mark Bolan, so that kind of influence, I suppose, Hunter kind of. It comes across in the different styles of music that I've done.
Yeah. We're talking with Vinny Peculiar here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we have this up on Facebook Live. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everybody can see Vinny here this morning. And let's talk about this new album you have coming out, and you just mentioned it's your 16th.
It does sound rather a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Things Too Long Left Unsaid. I take it that's a song on the record as well.
No, it's actually not. It's just the title of the album.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't always transfer with my album. I mean, the album before was a song title to album. A couple of them have been, but not this one. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a collection of songs that didn't make the last 10 years worth of studio albums for various reasons.
I see.
Sometimes we'd run out of time or... they just didn't seem to sit with previous records. So it's a bit of more of a lot of my albums are concept albums, but this album isn't really. It's a
rarity.
It's a random collection of stuff that I've remodeled, remade from different times over the last 10 years.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. And it's coming out on the 16th, is that right?
16th of May, yeah. All the streaming formats are vinyl and CD.
Excellent. Well, would you like to do another song for us here?
Well, should I do one from that album?
Yeah, if you want, sure.
That's kind of what they call a segment, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of like the, you know. Okay. I think you're catching on here. That's
great. I am. I'm slowly learning. It's taking 16 albums. So this song is I think an interesting song from the album in the sense that it's fabulously self-delusional.
Okay.
And it was written not long after playing some rather uninspiring gigs, maybe 10, 15 years ago, where the reaction was not exactly amazing. You know, sometimes as songwriters you end up in bars of indifference, we call them, you know, where and this I wrote this song really about believing in the art of songwriters.
Okay.
But the narrator of the song also actually it gets quite deluded towards the end of the song. You'll see what I mean.
Okay.
And there are some songwriters mentioned in this song which have been submitted to the song, which is going to be the new. I think I might do this. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I might do this in future. But some of David and Kate's favorite songwriters are mentioned.
Oh, okay. Those are the people here.
So all the words have changed according to people's musical influence.
Okay.
So we've got an interactive thing going on in some ways. Anyway.
It's called?
This is called Songwriters of the World.
Here's Vinnie Peculiar here on Unread Sunrise.
Songwriters of the world, writing songs that don't always work, 'cause all the good ideas have been used up. Still they persevere no matter what. It's too easy to give in to inevitable cliches when you're searching for an angle and the subject's looking sideways. Better try and find something to say that's not been said 1,000 times before. Songwriters of the world, writing songs about cars and girls in basements, home studios, alone with their muse and in hock to their heroes. It's not easy to write a bona fide classic that lingers in the consciousness and soothes the hearts of the masses. When your girlfriend doesn't get it, she says, why not just forget it and move on? But don't go telling me a song can never change the world. And that was just a dream some hippies had. No, that's patently absurd. Don't tell me everything's a waste of time. How to get ahead on some production line. Songwriters of the world, nailing the melody and honing the words. Well, I think you really ought to know, I'm the second greatest songwriter this world will ever know. But I've yet to have a hit or write for film or TV. Never had a track placed in a horror movie. That would be all too much too soon, too easy. These victories seem small, but we need each and every one. gonna have a ball when the days of enlightenment come. Everything will change, just wait and see. I'll take my place in musical history. You'll see. Paul Simon, David Bowie, Joni Mitchell and me, Bob Dylan, Mark Bolan, Paddy McAloon and me, John Hyatt, John Prine, Ray Davis and me, Pete Townsend, Jimmy Webb, and Noddy and Jimmy and me, songwriters, songwriters, songwriters of the world, songwriters, songwriters of the world.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Vinny Peculiar here on Hunter at Sunrise. That was a cool song. I like that.
Yes, it's kind of, it's got that newly discovered interactive feel now that I'm speaking with my friends. And I think at gigs I'm going to get people to submit their favorite songwriters for inclusion in my song.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're just going to do a long string of...
well,
songwriters.
There's a lot of great songwriters out there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But of course, as the song says, I am the second greatest songwriter in the world. And yeah, it is incredibly delusional, but yeah, some, you know, kind of fun.
Now, I was reading about you. You originally set out to be a nurse. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, I've done a bit of that. Yeah, I was a psychiatric nurse and a
psychiatric nurse.
And what we'd call in the UK a learning disabilities nurse, so that's working with people with intellectual disabilities as well.
Wow.
So I did like 25 years of that. Yeah.
You did 25 years of that?
Probably, yeah, on and off.
Really? Yeah. Where did you go to school to learn all that?
In the Midlands, and then I worked in Liverpool in different hospitals and also in community settings, you know.
Wow.
One of my first engagements here in Norfolk was on a study tour, and I spent some time with Hope House.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an incredibly inspiring organization.
As a matter of fact, they have the Stockley Gardens art show coming up next weekend, and that's the benefit, the Hope House.
Yeah, yeah. I have actually been there before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love it. It's great, all that art. I've never seen so much. We don't have many art shows like that in the UK, so it's quite an inspiring little event here, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like you have some connections here to Norfolk.
Yeah, no, I do. I enjoy coming to Norfolk. I've been a few times now over the years. I have good friends here.
Really?
It's a great place.
Now, you're playing here in Norfolk next Saturday, right? Is it next Saturday?
It is, yes, yes.
At the Tap House in Ghent. Have you ever played there before?
Have we played there before, David? No, I don't think we have.
You never played there before. Well, you're going to have a band, right?
Yes, I've got a brand new pickup band. Well, David Armley is here.
Uh-huh.
He's an incredible drummer, a local musician.
Okay.
And he's helped me put together a band this time. Kate's here as well. She's bass player in the band.
Yeah. She's part of Dry Land, by the way. It's a duo with her husband.
She is.
We got that in there, Kate. We got it in.
So, I'm very much looking forward to that. I mean, I love the challenge of meeting new musicians and putting on shows, and it'll be great fun. And I know these guys are great players.
Yeah.
So, come down to the Tap House. I think it's some kind of anniversary, isn't it?
Is it an anniversary?
There's a 30th anniversary of the Tap House.
Really?
Yes.
And
we're part of it. So
I wasn't aware that it's been around that long. I mean, I know it's been around, but gosh, that's a long time for a Tap House. Probably one of the first ones here in the area then, right? Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, this sounds like it's going to be an interesting show. But you You were telling me you fly out tomorrow, but then you come back?
No, that was...
Oh, you were just kidding me.
I was kidding you.
So you are here to do this.
Yes, I am here to do this.
Yes, and you're probably going to be practicing with your new band.
Yes, that's exactly the case. Our cover is blown.
Well, what else would you like to do for us here? We're talking with Vinnie Peculiar, by the way. And by the way, I hope you don't mind me asking this, but your original name is Alan Wilkes. What made you decide to call yourself Vinnie Peculiar?
Well, it seemed like a good kind of name that I could do solo or with a band that I had,
because
on the different kinds of gigs. And the origin of the name comes from, there's a Simon and Garfunkel song called A Most Peculiar Man.
Oh, okay.
Which I've always really loved. And it's one of those Simon and Garfunkel songs which is incredibly poignant. And I mean, Paul Simon's such a great lyricist. But I mean, it's got kind of suicidal imagery in the song, but it's beautifully handled by Paul and Art.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the other thing is the funny, peculiar thing. You know, when people say... Because people used to say, your songs are like funny, peculiar. I don't know whether to laugh or cry at them, kind of thing. So that kind of stuck and became the name.
I see. Well, what would you like to play for us now?
Well, the album previous to this one is called How I Learned to Love the Freaks, which is a concept album set around the time of the dawn of hippie culture, counterculture.
Okay.
This song is set in those times in the Midlands when I was a very young lad.
Okay.
And it involves a brush with teenage gang violence.
Oh my!
I'll tell you now. It's. I'm going to say it's slightly exaggerated, just so I get out of the studio alive. But this is called How I Learned to Love the Freaks.
Okay, this is Vinnie Peculiar here on Hunter at Sunrise.
There were a couple of freaks in the village when I was growing up. They used to walk past our house. Long head bangles and cheesecloth shirts. They were older than us, but not by much. They carried record bags. They were mischievous, and my dad was not impressed. But my mum said she knew them from the college where she worked. Said they were nice lads. We said, yeah. To me they were strange, aloof and remote, and completely indifferent. They didn't play football, they barely spoke to anyone. We didn't know their names or where they were from. One day we were messing around outside the paper shop with some of the hard lads from Cobnall Road. And the freaks walked past, minding their own business, when out of the blue someone shouted, "What are you looking at?" And before we knew it, we were chasing them across the fields to the waste ground behind the new estate. We caught up with the freaks, of course we did. They were sadly resigned to their fate. There's an ugly feeling when you join the mob, and it's brutal, cruel, and infectious. We all piled in, there was kicking and screaming, and we said about the freaks, and they said about leaving. Freaks. When the ambulance arrived, we were already gone, hiding out in Ronnie Scott's caravan. It was covered in page 3 pictures from the sun, with a girl for every persuasion.
those freaks were okay. Bruises and cuts a little shaken up. My mother asked me, was I involved at all? I lied, I said, no, what would I do something like that for? And the freaks were never seen again. They never pressed charges, we were grateful to them. After university, end of a year, they studied something no one had heard of before. Freaks, how I learned to love them, how I learned to love the freaks. Freaks, how I learned to love them. This one's for the freaks, this one's for the freaks, yeah. Freaks. This one's for the freaks. Freaks.
Yeah. Vinny Peculiar here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Now, thank you so much.
Was that a true story? Sounded like it.
It kind of is. It may be exaggerated in places.
Okay.
Like I think a lot of songwriting is.
Yeah.
You take the essence and then you kind of, you don't let the truth get in the way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, Vinny, thank you so much for doing this today.
Well, thanks for having me, Hunter. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And I wish you the best with your week in Norfolk. And you're going to be playing at the Tap House next Saturday night and with your new band, and that's exciting. So,
Vinny Peculiar and the American Dream.
Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Well, that's very nice.
It just came to me in that moment. So.
Is there an American Dream? No, I'm just kidding, of course. But no, but I really appreciate that. And your album is coming out midweek, Things Too Long Left Unsaid.
And also, if they try, anyone can get in touch with me or check, I think the term is check things out at vinnypeculiar.com.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in today and sharing your Sunday morning with us. And I hope the weather clears up for you as much as I wish everybody doesn't have to have this rain all day. But we really appreciate you coming down here today. Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you very much.
Vinny Peculiar here on Hunter at Sunrise.